church in San Antonio.
On the way over here, I was contemplating, what should I say? And immediately what came to my mind and heart were the words of the mighty Martin Luther King. And he said, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can drive out darkness.
The death toll, at least 104 people, at least 20 still missing. Hamas says 18 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes overnight. Israel says 5 IDF soldiers were killed in an attack in northern Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House telling President Trump he's nominating Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. The president says the U.S. will be sending more weapons to Ukraine. Days after ordering a pause in deliveries, U.S. officials say the Defense Department is worried about its own supplies. This is ABC News. Authorities are investigating a man who was killed in a shootout with Border Patrol agents in southern Texas. ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Authorities claim 27-year-old Ryan Lewis Mosqueda stepped out of his car and immediately began firing, injuring 3 people, including 2 officers, one of whom was shot in the knee. The threat of an active shooter forcing nearby McAllen Airport to briefly shut down. Authorities say the suspect drove all the way from Michigan,
which is where police say he had planned the attack. After nearly 20 years, the TSA says it'll stop asking people in the regular checkpoint line at airports to take off their shoes. Those in TSA PreCheck have been able to keep their shoes on for years. Anybody, however, who triggers an alarm at the scanners or magnometers may be asked to take their shoes off for additional screening. Amazon Prime Day sales are here again. The 4-day event began at 3:01 a.m. this morning and runs until early Friday. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services would like to remind you that severe weather can strike at any time. Be prepared and have several ways to check forecasts at home and away, put together an emergency plan and supplies, and know where to go to stay safe during bad weather. Resources to learn how are available at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Once again, severe weather can strike anywhere at any time. Be ready with an emergency plan and supply kit, checking forecasts for warnings and watches, and learning how to stay safe in severe weather. Once again, those resources are available at dhs.wisconsin.gov. This is your reminder about the Park Falls Farmers Market happening tomorrow, July 9th. This happens every Wednesday over at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. There you can find locally grown shelling peas, sugar snap peas, lettuce, spinach, radishes, beets, cucumbers, broccoli, zucchini, locally grown shiitake, lion's mane, and pohu oyster mushrooms, wild rose and white clover jelly, plus strawberry rhubarb jam, and that's only a small snippet of what's there. There's also baked goods, locally produced maple syrup and honey, Black Angus beef, freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and dog biscuits, hanging flowers, houseplants, including succulents, and so much more. Most vendors accept Quest Card, EBT, WIC and Senior Market coupons, and the Park Falls Farmers Market LLC is a member of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, and therefore they do accept chamber bucks. This year, they have also partnered with Aspirus to participate in the fruit and vegetable prescription program. They are very grateful for all the community's support, their vendors, and their sponsors. This is your chance to eat healthy, shop local, and meet the people who produce your food. Because all the produce and products sold at the market must be or are grown or processed within Price County or our neighboring counties of Taylor, Sawyer, Ashland, Oneida/Vilas, or Iron. Once again, this is taking place tomorrow, Wednesday, July 9th, and every following Wednesday at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Fish on! Brittany Merlot tells us more about bait rules and why you should drain your boat immediately.
If you're using live bait, Wisconsin fishing regulations say that minnows can only be purchased from a licensed Wisconsin bait dealer. And rules are to never dump unwanted bait in the water.
Our live bait regulations as far as invasive species can absolutely be confusing to people. And so the simplest way to think about it is that you don't want to take fish or water from one water body and put them into another water body because you could be spreading a lot of these species or they're invisible to the eye. And so you could unknowingly spread things by moving the water.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP. She says that if you have worms that you will not use before they die, don't put them in the water or on the ground.
Earthworms and Wisconsin in general, they're not naturally found here. And so if you just think of your live bait as trash and just can dispose of it in the trash receptacles, that's the best way to handle it. It's also better to keep our landings clean and clear for other people enjoying them.
And before you leave the launch, don't forget to drain.
And by draining the water from live wells and boats and making sure we're not moving fish from one water body to another, we can kind of make sure that we're taking the steps to prevent them from spreading.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
My father Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. Get honest advice to keep your vehicle running strong. Right now, get 0% finance for up to 36 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on all 2025 1500 Silverados in stock to qualified buyers, or up to $7,500 on a 2.7-liter 1500 Silverados for current 2011 or newer Chevy owners. Hurry, these savings won't last. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com.
The big, beautiful bill may have been signed into law, but there's still uncertainty about research dollars and where funding will be coming from. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. And that's got many projects up in the air on the UW-Madison campus. Last month, UW Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin sent out communications to all faculty and staff warning that the campus faced immense financial uncertainty and risks. She says UW-Madison has seen more than 90 awards or sub-awards facing a stop work order or termination since January. College of Ag and Life Sciences Associate Dean for Research Troy Runge says they heard that message loud and clear.
Any research that was deemed to be against executive orders, we got messages that they either need to be reviewed further or they were stopped. You know, it varied. What, you know, international was an area. There was some research dealing with what we would say, I would call resilience for our agricultural systems, but there are language in there around climate change. And so those are some examples.
Troy Runge with UW-Madison's College of Ag and Life Sciences. He's their associate dean for research. He said in the same communication from Chancellor Mnookin, schools and colleges were directed to reduce their base budgets by 5% for fiscal year 2025-2026. He says right now, Dean Glenda Gillespie with the College of Ag and Life Sciences is spearheading those discussions and trying to find a way.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And heat helped improve Wisconsin's confidence in their crop. The latest update shows across the state, 75% of our soybeans are in good to excellent conditions, 2% increase, and 77% of our corn rated good to excellent, also up 2 percentage points this week. That's just a quick update on food and fiber news for a Tuesday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The Brewers and the Dodgers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's game two of the Brewers and Dodgers in Milwaukee. Last night, Andrew Vaughn, picked up in that trade with the White Sox for Aaron Savalier, arrived in Milwaukee past midnight after being called up Sunday. Vaughn at the plate, bottom of the first with two on, FanDuel, Wisconsin.
And what a spot for Andrew Vaughn right away. And Vaughn sends it way back.
Yeah. The Brewers went on to win 9-1 over the Dodgers. Vaughn, only the fifth player in franchise history to hit a home run in his first at-bat as a Brewer.
That was pretty cool just to, you know, be a part of something bigger myself, being a part of the Brewers. And he definitely blacked out running around the bases. You know, it was special.
Basketball, the Bucks have restructured Andre Jackson Jr.'s contract to push back his payday for guaranteed money, but adds to the total amount he'll receive as a point guard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high in the mid-70s. Evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, cooler lows in the low 50s, and mostly sunny and a high in the mid-70s tomorrow. Dry Thursday, some rain Friday. It's 60 right now. 98 Q Country.
When you feel like there's a sign there on your back, says I don't mind if you kick me, seems like everybody has. Things go from bad to worse, you think they can't get worse than that, and then they do. You step off the straight and narrow and you don't know where you are. Use the needle of your compass to sew up your broken heart. Ask directions from a genie in a bottle of Jim Beam and she lies to you. That's when you learn the truth. If you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Well, I've been deep down in that darkness. I've been down to my last match. Filled 100 different demons, breathing fire down my back. And I knew that if I stumbled, I'd fall right into the trap that they were laying. Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying? If you're going through hell, show it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there. Yeah, if you're going through hell, keep on moving, face that fire. Walk right through it, you might get out. For the devil even knows you're there.
I've got plenty of love. The moon comes up and daddy come home. I'm a honky tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love to give the girls a world to the music of an old jukebox. And when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Hey, now, a pretty little girl and a jug of wine. Well, that's what it takes to make a honky tonk man. Jukebox. I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Love is giving the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. Is all gone, I'm on the telephone singing, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home?
That beer ain't getting any colder, and I don't know who is waiting for. You keep taking over your shoulder like somebody's about to walk through the door. I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't wanna be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my. Telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing. Girl, listen, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. And that drink he didn't buy, I'm here and he's in my. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
was empty. I was sweeping up the floor. That's when she walked in. I said, I'm sorry, but we're closed. She said, I know, but I'm afraid I left my purse. I said, I put one back behind the bar. I bet it's probably yours. And the next thing that I knew, there we were, lost in conversation. Before I handed her purse, I said, you'll only get this back on one condition. And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. The chairs up and the lights turned way down low. The music played, we held each other close. And we danced. And from that moment, there was never any doubt. I had found the one that I had always dreamed about. And then one evening, when she stopped by after work, I pulled a diamond ring out of the pocket of my shirt. And as her eyes filled up with tears, she said, this is the last thing I expected. And then she took me by the hand and said, I'll only marry you on one condition. And we danced out there on that empty hall. Chairs up and the lights turn way down low. The music played, we held each other close. And we danced like no one else had ever danced before. I can't explain what happened on that floor, but the music played, we held each other close. And we danced. Yeah, we danced.
Ready?
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Yeah, girl, been digging on you. Sipping on drink number two. Trying to come up with some smooth and waiting on the right time to make my move. But I just can't wait no more. Can't let you slip out that door. Prettiest thing I ever seen before. Got me spinning around, I ain't even on the dance floor. You're singing that money maker like a heartbreaker. Like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is a soul saver, my favorite flavor. Want it now and later. I never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta give me some of that. Yeah, gotta give me some of that. Little more what you're doing right there. Swinging your hips and slinging your hair. Side to side, what you drink in the air. Lord, have mercy now, girl, I swear. Gotta get your number in. Gotta give me some of you alone. We can worry about it later on. Right now, just keep making this my favorite song. You're shaking that. lava, cause last night you threw my way. Yeah, girl, you got a way of shaking that money maker like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet you can't see the soul saver, my favorite flavor. Want it now and later. I've never seen nothing that I want it so bad. Girl, I gotta get me some of that. I gotta get me some of that. I want it now and later.
All right, little Thomas Rhett for you on a Tuesday edition with 98Q Country. Hope you are well this morning. A little bit of cloud cover out there for you this morning. And we've got, it's about 7-8 degrees warmer than it was yesterday morning. 61 is what I show for the current temp. And we're on our way to about 75 today. Decent chance of rain lingering through the day today. Nothing overwhelming, nothing like, oh, we're going to get it. About 30 to 40% kind of each hour, pretty much right through right through about 7, 8 o'clock tonight. So we'll see if we can slip in a little bit of sunshine in between that stuff. The winds are going to be blowing around today with a possibility of some thunderstorms, too. Those winds southwest 5 to 10. They won't be blowing all day, but we might see some gusts with some storm turbulence that rolls through. So keep that in mind if your plans are to be outdoors today, that you might get a little bit wet. Brewers took it to the Dodgers last night. Only out-hit them 8-7, but beat them 9-1. Not too often you see a line score where a team has 8 hits and the other team has 7 hits, but you beat them 9-1, and the Dodgers committed a couple errors in that game. So nice win for the crew. We'll do it again tonight. What do we got, a 6:40 first pitch, I believe, on that tonight. Let's see, 6:05 pregame, 6:40 the Brewers and the loaded Dodgers. I mean, they got the biggest payroll in all of baseball. So there's something special about small-town Milwaukee taking it to the Dodgers last night. We avoided the sweep. All right, not going to get swept. So now, of course, you want to win the series. You want to win them all, obviously. But when you're playing a really good team like the Dodgers, if you can just tread water, you know, you're pretty happy about that. We have plans to be out at Wheelway today. We're going to be visit with Pete later this morning from 10 to 1. Talk about the latest going on out there. Maybe your next vehicle. A lot of people I see on the Wheelway Auto Supercenter Facebook page taking advantage of some great deals on some low-mileage vehicles. So might want to take that in. We'll chat a little bit about your money a little bit later on. Maybe even a little bit about your health with folks from North Lakes. We'll see what happens here as the Tuesday, July 8th. Develops. If your plan is to go out on the pontoon boat and do a little fishing today, I think you can still keep those plans. Just have the umbrella or the overhang ready to go. Maybe keep an ear to the radio, an eye to the radar, just in case something rumbles in that might provide a few wind gusts here and there. But all in all, I don't think you'll be too bad if you plan on headed out to the water today. Let's get you updated on what's going on. Ooh, I just looked out the window and my left eye caught, you ever do that? My left eye caught the sun. I came back and now I can't see. It's 6:30. All right, I'll see if I can figure that out. And you listen to this twice an hour, news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vigils held across Texas in the wake of catastrophic weekend flooding in Texas Hill Country. Pastor Alex Lara is from Elevate Church in San Antonio.
On the way over here, I was contemplating, what should I say? And immediately what came to my mind and heart were the words of the mighty Martin Luther King. And he said, darkness cannot drive out darkness. only light can drive out darkness.
The death toll, at least 104 people, at least 20 still missing. Hamas says 18 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes overnight. Israel says 5 IDF soldiers were killed in an attack in northern Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House telling President Trump he's nominating Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. The president says the U.S. will be sending more weapons to Ukraine. Days after ordering a pause in deliveries, U.S. officials say the Defense Department is worried about its own supplies. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Do you know someone who's made an impact in our community? You should nominate them for Flamborama Parade Marshal. The Parkville's Area Chamber of Commerce has extended the deadline for nominations to this Friday, July 11th. You can pick up a form directly at the chamber office or print one from the link found on the Parkville's Area Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page, which is just Parkville's Area Chamber of Commerce. Once again, nominations for Flamborama Parade Marshal are open until this Friday, July 11th. You can pick up a form at the chamber office or print one from the link found on the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page. Saturday, July 12th from 11 to 3, there's a free family swim day at the Park Falls Pool. The first 250 people will be admitted free of charge for an afternoon of swimming fun. Free Freezy Pops will be provided by the Park Falls Country Club while they last. Strong Family / Strong Kids Committee is spearheading this fun and free family event. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, July 12th from 11 to 3 over at the Park Falls Community Pool. Our very own lakes can have very high levels of bacteria, E. coli, and algae blooms that you do not want to swim in. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains where it comes from and how it can make you sick.
The Mayo Clinic says it's a bacteria that usually lives in animals' intestines. And this nasty bug gets into our water after recent rain drains urban sewer water and rural agricultural runoff into our lakes and streams. It's a major problem in Wisconsin as fertilizer seeps into our water system from farm fields, alongside tons of manure getting washed into our recreational waters, causing major algae blooms to spark. It's called cyanobacteria, or what we call blue-green algae in our freshwater systems. It's the outbreak of smelly and slimy microorganisms that can kill fish and block sunlight from deeper water organisms. And for us humans, it causes nausea, vomiting, and may progress to more serious, long-term health issues like liver failure or cancer. And it can happen for people swimming in it, eating fish from it, or drinking the infected water. So the DNR and other agencies have to monitor hundreds of lakes and beaches for unhealthy levels. And there's actually an interactive map on their website that you can check out ahead of time. Or if you're already there, signs should be posted at those beaches. Higher temperatures and increased sunlight in summer months encourage and increase these algae blooms, and so does standing water. Remember, if the water looks or smells bad, stay out of it and keep kids and pets and livestock away. And follow advice from officials if the harmful algae is in your water. Fountains have been used to fight this in local ponds, and people in the community are using rain barrels to help reduce runoff. Also, using phosphorus-free fertilizers will help. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers and the Dodgers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's game 2 of the Brewers and Dodgers in Milwaukee. Last night, Andrew Vaughn, picked up in that trade with the White Sox for Aaron Savalier, arrived in Milwaukee past midnight after being called up Sunday. Vaughn at the plate, bottom of the first with two on, FanDuel Wisconsin.
And what a spot for Andrew Vaughn right away. And Vaughn sends it way back.
The Brewers went on to win 9-1 over the Dodgers. Vaughn, only the fifth player in franchise history to hit a home run in his first at-bat as a Brewer.
That was pretty cool just to, you know, be a part of something bigger myself, being a part of the Brewers. And he definitely blacked out running around the bases. You know, it was special.
Basketball, the Bucks have restructured Andre Jackson Jr.'s contract to push back his payday for guaranteed money, but adds to the total amount he'll receive as a point guard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Don Sharp Automotive and Sharp Recycling of Eagle River would like to honor and salute the brave men and women of our armed forces. You can help our soldiers by donating blood. Your efforts could save the life life of a wounded warrior, also possibly a GI coming home. One pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Be a silent hero. Get out and donate blood for our soldiers. Don Sharp Automotive and Sharp Recycling of Eagle River, serving the area with pride and integrity. Don Sharp Automotive and Sharp Recycling of Eagle River, on the air because they care.
What's the best place to shop this summer? Macy's. It's our first ever Star Deals Week. 6 full days of store-wide savings on everything you want. From shorts and swim to fine jewelry, all up to 50% off. Plus, home updates from Hotel Collection, Green Pan, and more, up to 60% off. Not only that, shop Macy's.com for new flash deals every day that everyone will love. No membership required. So don't miss Star Deals Week and Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle.
With ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high in the mid-70s. Evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, cooler lows in the low 50s, and mostly sunny and a high in the mid-70s tomorrow. Dry Thursday, some rain Friday. It's 60 right now.
98Q Country.
Six short months we went together, decided it should be forever. Two paychecks were better than one, a diamond ring, and it was done. Bought her a house like I said I would in a subdivided neighborhood. The views got short and the nights got long. It was over long gone before I knew where I was headed to. I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas. I can't believe what the judge had to tell us. I got the Jeep, she got the palace. I'm going through the Big Bend, don't mean Dallas. Things like this are never final. I'm still paying on the vinyl. Pouring in the laundry room. It's multicolored and waterproof. Little bit tough to face my friends, the ones that said that I jumped in the river of love a little too soon. That was August, now this is June, and it's a different tune. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. I can't believe what the judge had to tell us. I got the Jeep, she got the palace. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. The two-bedroom mortgage is due, side and light blue powers. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas. I'm going through the Big D and don't mean Dallas.
A Yeti full of silver bullets.
Hey, toss me one, bro!
And a belly full of slightly overcooked burgers. That's summer in the country.
98Q Country.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that. So I went for a drive to clear. 45. Then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket, bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong. When she heard about my newfound luck on that FM dial. And it's crazy how lately now it just seems to come in waves. What I thought was gonna be the death of me was my saving grace. It's got me thinking that her leaving is the only off ticket, bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong. And I was caller number 5 on the radio station, want a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation, deep sea senorita fishing down in Panama. And I ain't gotta see my ex-future mother.
AQ Country.
I hope the days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you wanna go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than anything, my wish for you is that this life becomes all that you wanted to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody loves you and wants the same things too. But you never forget all the ones who love you and the place you left. I hope you always forgive and you never regret, and you help somebody every chance you get. Oh, you find
Rascal Flatts. 61, our wake-up temp. A little bit of sun. We're not giving up on today, but there is a chance of rain kind of lingering between like 20 and 40% most of the day today. But we'll take the other side of that and say it's going to be pretty nice. Do you need the rain? You hate to say no because then it dries up real fast, but there are still quite a few spots that the sump pump is still a little bit lukewarm from keeping all that water out of your basement or wherever you needed to keep it out of. We've had a lot of rain, so a drier stretch would be all right. It doesn't look like we're going to get nailed with anything really intense, widespread anyway. There's always those pockets, of course. Those pockets of rain. There's always that one guy. You meet him in the grocery store and say, "Hey, how about the weather? We got 17 inches. Just like you're looking around like, all right, sure. The rain gauge was probably inside of the rain barrel. But we do get those situations where we get pockets of heavier rain. And that could happen today. But partly cloudy is what we'll call it to start. 75. Is what they're telling us the temperature will get to today, or right around there. And we'll be in that 75-80 range right through the weekend. Very typical summer. We don't need 55 degrees in July. We don't need it. All right? That'll be soon enough. So we'll take 75-80. We'll be fine. Maybe click on that air conditioning once in a while. Open the windows. Second night in a row at our house, we crack the windows open. My wife makes the official announcement. I have no control. I have no control over the thermostat, and I don't need it because I'm pretty flexible. My wife, and like the hot weather, I'm just like, she announced last night that the windows shall be open overnight. And I said, yes, my dear, I will run and open every window that you request I open. And I did. Well, she did, actually. I think I did one. But we got them all. So hopefully you cracked a few windows. You got to keep an eye on that overnight low. That overnight low dips down into the 50s. It's a good time to air out the house, you know, clean up, get things moving a little bit in there. We have news and sports, as we do twice an hour each weekday on the morning show here. Get you updated. Our guy Mike Clemens. How about them Brewers? I didn't even look at the standings. I was so excited about the score. And the fact that the Brewers won 9-1, outhit them 8-7. Let's see, 3.5 back. The Cubbies won. Did they play yesterday? What, they've won one in a row. Is that a row? Brewers have won two in a row. And they're sitting 3.5 games back and positioning themselves for a pretty fun run here. We're 91 games into the season, and the All-Star break is after this weekend, right? We play through Sunday, I believe, this week. And then we'll have the All-Star game. So 51-40. Now, we always think of the All-Star game as the halfway point of the season, and it's really not. It's well past the halfway point of the season. 91 games already. Into it. Let's get you some words of wisdom. Take a moment here on this beautiful Tuesday edition to focus on the family.
I don't know about you, but I know I'm getting older. For one thing, the guy staring back at me from the mirror has more wrinkles and gray hair than he used to. For another thing, my relationship with my two boys, Trent and Troy, is very different than it used to be. Years ago, we'd wrestle and I could pin both of them to the floor at the same time. Fast forward a few years and I could only wrestle one at a time, and it was a coin flip as to which one of us would win. By the time my boys finished high school, there was no doubt that either one of them could take me down. Fortunately, my boys don't need me to challenge them physically anymore. They need me to challenge them intellectually, emotionally, and spiritually. We no longer wrestle on the floor. We wrestle through meaningful conversation about ideas important to living a good life. We've grown closer by sitting around a fire pit and sharing a good conversation together. Over the years, I've discovered that while getting older isn't always easy, it comes with certain benefits. benefits. With age comes opportunities to gain wisdom, and wisdom helps us face challenges in life with a positive attitude and a deep sense of humility, both of which are essential if we hope to thrive through new seasons of life. Getting older gracefully means growing in wisdom and humility. Both empower us to let go of what was, so we can embrace all that could be. For more to help you thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter, literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Get the free Civic Media app and text us your birthdays, anniversaries, and requests. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Sponsored by Wheelway Autos in Fifield, where you'll find premium used cars and high-quality service work. WheelwayAutos.com.
Country.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
98Q Country.
You could say I'm a little bit crazy. You could call me insane. Walking around with all these whispers running around here in my brain. I just can't help but hear them. Man, I can't avoid it. I hear voices like my dad saying work that job, but don't work your life away. And mama telling me to drop some cash in the offering plate on Sunday. And granddad saying you can have a few, but don't ever cross that line. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Turns out I'm pretty dang lucky for all that good advice. Those hard-to-find words of wisdom hold up here in my mind. And just when I've lost my way, or I've got too many choices, I hear voices like my dad saying quit that team and you'll be a quitter for the rest of your life. And mama telling me to say a prayer every time I lay down at night. And grandma saying if you find the one, you better treat her right. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Sometimes I try to ignore them, but I thank God for them. They made me who I am. My dad saying work that job, but don't work your life away. And mama
mama telling me to drive some cash in the offering plate on Sunday. And granddad saying you can have a few, but don't ever cross that line. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. Yeah, I hear voices all the time. All the time.
24 hours a day.
New country now.
We're Rascal Flatts.
What's up, y'all? It's Megan Maroney.
It's my favorite station.
98Q Country.
Hickory on the floor, down a little dirt road out here, somewhere where the sunshine shines, where you can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans, or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in an old pair of jeans. Baby, I want to live in a country house, in a country house with you. Snow full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view, where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the winter, love it out in the middle of the country, in a country house with you. Like his daddy did, oh, drying all our clothes in the fresh air. We'll go down by the creek, just sit there. You can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans. Or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in an old pair of jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. Stove full of wood.